One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Turn up your volume. This is Unfuck Nation. Now here's your host, Gary John Bishop.
All right. Welcome to this week's episode of Unfuck Nation. Thank you for joining us. I am your host, just as the man says, Gary John Bishop. Look, wherever you're listening to this from in the world, and consistently come back to, as with every week, I first of all want to thank you for participating, for being part of what we're doing here. But I really feel as if this conversation that I'm creating for you this week, because that's what I do here. I create conversations for you. Because they're the kinds of conversations that you have to do that with integrity. You know, one of the things that I gave up on a long time ago was popularity, right? Not will go out of existence in your life. Now, I've talked about this in books, audiobooks, podcast episodes, interviews that I've done. Quite frankly, not interested in being popular, not fascinated by it. I'd much rather, right, because the power of those conversations will go out of existence, right? So it's something that's been in existence, something that's been on your mind, something you've been using or utilizing or regulating your life with. Spend all my time providing you is this thing called with something that's going to make a difference. That's why I didn't follow the format of a lot of these kind of podcasts, right? I don't interview people. I get, and you get wrapped up in this thing or that thing or the latest shiny object. It has got nothing to do with integrity. Emails just about every week, actually, offering me this person or that person to come on and be part of what we're doing here at the Nation. And, you know, it's not like I don't respect those people or appreciate those people. That's all great. That's all fine. It just doesn't fit with what we're out to do. Even doing the quote unquote right thing. Now, sometimes though, I come across a subject matter. Sometimes I've touched on it. Sometimes I've dived into it and really extrapolated and expanded on the conversation for you. And then there are some conversations that I will regularly have had numerous conversations over however many episodes we've done of this show now. Morality and whatever that thing was. Morality is a funny thing, but not in a humorous way, when it goes out of existence. Superiority about integrity. And I will be having conversations about integrity when I'm, and you know, as with everything I'm saying, I want you to pay attention to the language that I'm using. So when somebody tells me that I'm a moral person, because one of the things that very easily I'm not impressed, old and gray and withering at the edges, I'll still be talking about integrity. Because if you don't, it goes out of existence. You have to keep bringing it up. You have to keep reminding yourself, oh, the significance of integrity. You or I, or the vast majority of people in our fucking society, in this world, when we talk about integrity, it's not an easy way to live your life. Certainly not. We talk about being a good person. But it's challenging even more so when you don't even fucking know what it is. That's what it comes down to. Being good. some people try to take it a step further when it's like, oh yeah, but it's being good when no one's looking, right? And you give it back to them. That's integrity. And I'm like, no, that's fucking morality. That's doing the, again, quote unquote, right thing, which I don't believe that at all, right? That's all morality. It's still to impress others. But even being good has got nothing to do with integrity. Why not? Because being good is subjective. It's not objective, right? It varies from person to person, from culture to culture, and is influenced by lots of things. Being good is all about morality, all right? I'll say that one more time. Being good is all about most of the upsets in your life, most of the disagreements you have with other people in life. So if I'm doing something organized around morality, some moral, and I know this is not something I should be doing, that lacks integrity, right? Like, okay, so what does it mean that it lacks integrity? That it will increase the opportunity. I'm not impressed because I'm good, you're not, I'm right, you're wrong. That's all morality, okay? And morality, invariably, what I'm really impressed by is someone who says they live the life. That also includes is absolutely fucking dripping in emotion when I'm not doing things that I know I should be doing, dripping with, when you think integrity is, like I said, being good, nothing, zero, a connection to with their attention on integrity in its purest form. I think I did an episode about this about 6 or 8 months ago. Integrity, that impresses me. Why? Because integrity, so you either do what you said you were going to do is a very challenging way to live your life, or not. Somebody talked about integrity in terms of, now, that's like the first part of integrity. You know, if you find somebody's wallet. And again, it's not always what you've told others you're going to do or not going to do. It's what you've told yourself you're going to do or not going to do. In the domain of human affairs, right, that is to say, so that's like the first part of it. They will align themselves. The second part of integrity is when, in the context of what it is to actually be a functioning fucking human being, then what is integrity? When you don't do what you said you're going to do with what they've said, or when you do what you said you're not going to do. Integrity for a human being, someone who lives, is the degree to which, inside of a context, right? You got to listen to the fucking words here, people, publicly and otherwise, because part of what you say, by the way, is what you say to yourself. That shit matters to them, which ends up becoming part of what you know. They deal with it. For unworkability in my life, what you know, because they're unwilling to live with that lack of integrity to do, for instance, then I'm increasing the opportunity for unworkability. Does that mean, you know, I'm a bad person? Not necessarily. So if I'm functioning in a way that lacks integrity, that is, if I'm doing things in my life and I know I could, yeah, these are things I know not to do. You bring me somebody whose life is like fucking broken, all kinds of things, their health, their finances, like everything, every corner of their life. We can restore the whole thing with a simple approach of integrity. That's also in the domain of integrity. Again, if you can separate the morality, though, well, the whole fucking thing, and make it all work, but inside the simple context. I know that I should be doing this thing, but I'm not doing it, and I feel so bad about it. That's morality. The I feel so bad about it is the morality part. Here's what I need you to get right between the eyeballs of integrity. Nobody fucking cares about you and your morality. I'm kind of exposing myself to things like, you should fucking rewind that last bit, listen to that again, what I just said there. my life not working. I deal with the damage of my lack of integrity to myself, has no judgment. No, but I feel so guilty, Gary. Stop. That is, do people see me in a way that's less than? It's all bullshit, and it's got nothing to do with integrity before I did that. Has no opinion around it. There is no significance to it. There's no added weight or meaning to it. It's pure, and it is itself. Someone who lives inside of a context of integrity, it's always about being someone when they don't do what they know to do or what they said they would do, who they manage themselves, takes each step in life like integrity's a thing. They also restore themselves. I recently had someone come to me and ask me about, because anywhere there's a lack of integrity, there's an increased propensity for unworkability. Where there's unworkability, there's things like suffering and anxiety and burden and weight and significance and blah, 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 blah. By the way, I want you to understand. So when I say I'm a man of integrity, that does not mean I'm perfect. I think you might need to handle this. It doesn't mean I haven't done things that I know I probably shouldn't do. And would you like me to coach you in this? And they said, oh, fuck yeah. But I deal with my lack of integrity. And in this case, sign off on it with each other. I clean that mess up. Any diminishing with myself, right? I mean, I write the books that need fucking written. I don't write the books that I think you're going to buy. I write the books because it would lack integrity for me to do that. That's somebody who functions and operates like integrity fucking matters. And with anyone who might be left with a diminished relationship to me, that's the whole context, right? It's not about being perfect. But I wrote in Love Unfucked, from my lack of integrity. Ooh. Even if you have no intent to getting out of it. That's the same in business, by the way. A business situation they'd gotten themselves into. Like, how do I complete this for myself? That way, the whole arrangement between myself and this other party or other parties has a foundation of integrity. We know what's what. There's nothing hidden. And they came to me in a phone call. And, oh no, you said you would, where's the agreement? And everything that was coming out of this person's mouth was morality, morality, morality. I've done the right thing and I'm a good person. And I mean, you're taking advantage of me and my worth and my dinky, dinky, dinky. I said, stop. None of that's got anything to do with integrity. So that's between two people, right? And it's very challenging to work through those things retrospectively. But you can do it if you keep your eye on integrity and get your eye off of morality. Like who's right, who's wrong, who's the good one, who's the bad one, who's the la, 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 right? What's the agreement? Again, you know, this didn't start with me. What's been the impact of not formalizing this agreement? What do we now need to do? What do we now need to handle to bring this agreement into line? You just kind of went along. There you go. That's a foundation of integrity there. Coaching this person, it just came to me on a much more kind of social basis. So, but some of these examples I'm giving you, but when I got into it, I said, look, I think they can be layered. There can be, you know, I mean, you don't understand, like this person, I mean, I've asked them like several times, but you dip multiple pieces here. And then you're always exposing yourself to, but very simply, like, it's got nothing to do with integrity. If you want to have integrity in relationship with others on this thing called, I don't know, goodwill, which was heavily imbued with expectations, hidden expectations, I'll let you guess. And they said, okay. And they were getting pissed off. Well, what's the integrity thing here? The integrity thing here is you got into an agreement with somebody where the work on integrity must begin. And you did not fully flesh out that agreement with that person. All right, have you come up with it yet? And because people getting into a state of survival in some of your agreements. I said I would write books that make a difference. And when they're not formalized and they're not nailed down and you haven't really fleshed that. I mean, this is the stuff that I talked about in Love Unfucked. One of the things that you're going to have to deal with in your relationship, especially if it's one that doesn't work, is how the fuck do you get out of it, right? There's nothing unexpected. It's all been cleared and discussed and agreed. And that's the hard work of integrity and an agreement between you and another person. Because you have to have the difficult conversations when things are good. People don't want to have the difficult conversations when things are good. Here's what they want to do. They want to go along in this little warm air of feel goodness. And then, in stuff like business, money comes along and people get fucked up.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Have you come up with it? Where does your relationship with integrity begin? Begins with your fucking self. You can't expect to have a powerful relationship to your word when you completely fuck with that when it comes to you. You can't. So integrity for a person is the glue that you're going to lean into when your feelings are pulling you this way or that, or when your life is pulling you this way or that. Some circumstances are pulling you this way or that. When your money issues or your behavioral issues or your current state of health with you or somebody in your family. But what about your integrity? We will bend, break, reshape our integrity first, which is the absolute fucking worst thing you can do. Here's what you need to understand. In the domain of human affairs, in the domain of personal power, of a sense of oneself, integrity before everything. Integrity before everything. I don't care how shitty you're feeling. I don't care how difficult it is for you to do this now. I don't care about this situation or that situation or this thing that blindsided you. I don't care. Deal with your fucking integrity. Deal with what you said you would do. Well, I can't do it right now because la la la. Deal with that then. Nobody wants to hear your excuses. Nobody wants to hear your fucking reasons. Deal with the impact of your lack of integrity. Again, there's no judgment here of you. Your lack of integrity doesn't make you a bad fucking person. In fact, it makes you a human being because, you know, the number of people I've come across in life who function from a condition of integrity, I could count them on my one fucking hand. On my one hand, and like I've said many times on this fucking show, I'm not just some guy in fucking Denny's when it comes to this shit. I've interacted with, coached thousands and thousands of us fucking, we've done this every week, right? You know my background. So it's rare to come across somebody who has a relationship to integrity. You'll come across a lot of people who have a relationship to morality. They're a fucking ten a penny. They're also the ones who are generally followed by the fucking scandal, right? Because their morality has no foundation of integrity. I'm a good person. Yeah, until you get tested. I'm loyal. Yeah, I know. Until you get tested. I'm always on time. I know, but you judge others for theirs and that lacks integrity because you're relating to people from a diminished state and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, it always begins with you. So I'm going to give you your doorway in, your pathway to bring in some sense of integrity into your life. I'll give you a really simple one. Start with your house. Where you live, pick a room or an area of your house that you've been putting up with, that you know, I need to get this handled. So I'm talking about your living space, right? Could be, you know, a damaged piece of furniture, could be a fan that needs cleaned, could be a light bulb that's needed to replace, or a battery in that fucking smoke detector, or that stain on the wall that you've been meaning to handle, you haven't handled it. Pick something from your physical space because in your physical space is your relationship to integrity. Now, I'm not talking about my perfectionists out there, by the way, who like, oh, my place is always perfect, because you're actually at the other end of that spectrum. Because even you know, like, your affinity for perfection doesn't work, yet you keep doing it, which lacks integrity. But for the vast majority of people, look in your physical space and you'll see things in your physical space that you know need to be different, you know need to be changed, you know need to be handled, and you've left them that way for however long. And it's one of those things, by the way, and I've done programs on this very fucking subject, and I'm going to do other ones on it. The last time I did I-365, which was a few years ago now, we had 300-400 people in that program. And in that program, we dealt with people's fucking integrity, but we dealt with their spaces. And what people started to realize is when any area of your life lacks integrity, you become really surprised at how much it's been a burden on you, how much it's been weighing you down. Or as I like to say, how much it's been filling your bucket. So when you start to take your life on from the perspective of integrity, you really are thinking of it like, I've got to get the bucket emptied. I've got so much shit that I'm carrying around in the back of my mind. It's little wonder I have no peace of mind. It's little wonder, you know, sometimes I'm challenged with clarity, or sometimes I'm anxious, or sometimes I overthink, or sometimes, like, you don't know how constrained you are until you get free. Everything kind of feels like freedom. And then you get free and you're like, shit, I was trapped. So that's your little mini assignment for the week. Look in your space, maybe your place of work, where you work, what are you putting up with there? What are you tolerating? You know that it should be different and you're not handling what you can handle there. Or at home, right? And your kitchen and your bedroom and your bathroom. If you've got a garage or your yard, some area of your life that you know you've been putting up with that area of your life, and you've been having to convince yourself, right, that it's either okay or you're going to handle it, or one of these days, or you need this or you need that, or it's not convenient, or blah, 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 blah. And that's how you fuck with your integrity, by the way. You buy yourself off. And that lacks integrity. Because at some level in there, you know you're full of shit when it comes to that subject. So anyway, that's your assignment for the week. Going to take it on. I'm inviting you to take it on. Take on something in your physical space, something you know that needs handled, and get it fucking handled. Restore the integrity of that item for yourself, and you will notice a mini miracle in your fucking life. You will actually feel good. You'll feel empowered. You'll be like, oh, man. And that's when you realize how much is being on your mind and bothering you. Integrity, my friends, is fucking infectious. When you start to see other things on the areas of your life, you want to take them on, you want to dive into them, you're empowered by it, your sense of self elevates, you start to see things a little wider, a little deeper, you start to go for things that maybe you think you couldn't, or maybe was out with your reach. So in other words, your sense of self grows exponentially with the degree to which you are taking on the items of your life that currently lack integrity. Who knew, right? Integrity. It's not just a fucking word. It'll make you feel better. All right, with that, I'm done for the week. Have a freaking great one. See you on the flip side. If you're not following me online, Instagram, TikTok, X, Threads, couple other places. And then don't forget, rate, review, and subscribe to this show, because the reviews make a massive difference, right? So if you love this show and you want to talk about this show, then please leave me a review, right? It makes a big difference to the quality of the show and the eyes and the ears that get put upon it. All right. That's it for me this week, you guys. Have a great one. I'll see you on the flip side. And let's get into that integrity.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.